Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass, your all-access guide to all the craft beer events happening in and around Chicago. This week, Nick and I talk about the Allagash Beer Dinner at Division Street Ale House, and we get into some of the upcoming events, including the big half-acre release of Big Hugs. All that and more on this week's episode. Hey, and welcome to episode 10. Hey, and welcome to episode 12 of Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
I'm Nick White.
And yeah, we're trying to stay warm today because it is cold out there this week.
Dude, this winter thing is actually happening.
Yeah.
It's fucking cold, man.
Right, I kind of was just putting it off for a while and just hoping it wasn't going to show up, but no.
It does have its advantages, though. Like, so I went to Bangers and Lace on like a weeknight at like 6 o'clock, got right in. Sat right by the fireplace.
Oh, the fireplace back there in that little back room. That's nice.
Exactly. And every time I go, I never get a chance to just chill and kind of have the place to myself. So some small advantages.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So there are still drinking to be done in the winter, and there's beer events, and yeah, so we're here to talk about them.
Absolutely, man. This is This Week in Chicago Craft Beer. Tell you everything we did, and we'll talk about the upcoming weeks as well. So,
yeah. And this week we're drinking one of the newest beers, I think, to hit the market or bottle in Chicago, right?
Yeah, so this is, they're right on the border of Logan Square. So this is Troublesome from our friends over at Off Color Brewing.
Mm-hmm. And it's a wheat ale brewed with coriander.
Yeah, so I think they might have tweaked the recipe on this because I know this is their whole thing is like, hey, let's make beer styles that are almost near extinct, right?
Right, yeah.
Beer styles that people used to make but not anymore. So this is based on like a goes, mm-hmm. right? And so it's basically wheat beer with coriander. But when we went there for a visit, they said that they take two beers and blend them together. So you got the wheat beer in one tank, and then you've got like the basically a sour beer with no hops and like, you know, lactobacillus or something in another tank, and then they blend them together.
Okay.
So
yeah, I feel like it was like kind of funkier and more sour before and kind of like,
I think you're right. I agree totally. I think part of them dialing this in is like making it a little bit more approachable, you know?
Right.
But it's good. This is good for a 4% beer. We were talking about it earlier, man. It's got a lot of character for just a 4% beer.
You know? And you keep drinking it, like wondering, like kind of what that is and what you're tasting, and it kind of lights up your mouth a little bit.
Yeah. It's basically a sour wheat beer, German style sour wheat beer. And I know, like in Northern Germany, they were explaining this at some event they had at Field Museum.
Okay.
The influence was, you know, there was this German town that sat by a river, and the water that they used was salt water out of necessity to make their beer. Huh. So, and that's why it was, you know, even Germany had that purity law. This was an exception to that because it was region specific.
Okay.
So it was cool to just make this beer, you know?
Oh, neat. So, okay.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
This is one of their two beers in bottles, right? I think they have the Scurry.
Yeah, Troublesome and Scurry. Yeah. I want to say Scurry is like their dark ale.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
But I really like the labels. I think they're interesting, and they're really shiny. They're like this basically just gray, white, and silver.
Yeah, and they've got this this very playful grain mouse on them.
It's not a rat. It's a green mouse.
Because we were talking to Laffer, I'm like, dude, what's with the mouse, man? He's like,
or the rat.
What's with the rat? He's like, it's a grain mouse, Nick. I'm like, oh, well, you know, pardon me. It's a grain mouse. Who knew? Yeah.
And the label kind of has this, like, it looks like you smudged it, like, because the ink kind of is getting moved around, but it doesn't. It's like that on the label, so.
Yeah, I know. it's very simplistic the way they do the labels, which is cool. It's almost like it's like this hand-drawn art. I know Kristen over at Misao Designs, I hope I'm saying that right. Yeah, she did the logo for them. You know, very, very clean, simple logo for those guys. You know, just basically their name in cursive. Uh-huh. And then the label kind of reflects that, too. It's like a really, really cool, clean approach to label design.
Right. And you got the mouse here dressed up in like a kind of costume here. You think it's like a call out to Into the Wild, that book where they kind of goes to like the Dream Island or the other island where the Fantasy Island where all the animals are kind of crazy, and he was wearing his pajamas with the
you watch some weird stuff, man. or you read some weird stuff. But yeah, so this rat, or the, you know, the grain mouse, He's got, yeah, he's standing on a hill. He's got the evergreen trees. And then off in the distance is this huge off-color fermenter. It's a very very passionate situation on the label here.
Right, yeah. Well, we got to describe it for the listeners here. They can't see it. We have to paint this beautiful picture.
Absolutely, yeah. This is a good beer. I like it a lot. Yeah, for 4.3%, it's a lot of fun.
Well, yeah, as we sip on this, let's talk about what we did last week. We kind of foreshadowed it with each episode of what we're going to.
Yeah, so you skipped town, man. You
right, were... I bounced. I didn't. I went out to Portland. Right, plenty of beer drinking out there.
Yeah, man.
Saw some Instagrams from me. I was having many of flights at places, and it was a good time. I hit up a beer fest out there called Holiday Ale Fest.
Okay.
And it happens basically in downtown Portland, kind of take over this area called Pioneer Square, and it's all tents, outside tents, and there's, I don't know, like 30 or 50 beers there, and then there's like a little tunnel steps that go up to a second area. More beers, all holiday themes. So there's like one-off beers from Cascade and Double Mountain and just all the Portland Northwest breweries. Even Stone had one.
Lots of good local drinking.
Yeah. I think the best one I had was from Lagunitas. It was their Whiskey Barrel Cappuccino Stout.
Oh, wow.
So that was pretty fantastic.
Nice. Hope we get more stuff like that from them whenever they decide to finally open up.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Portland, man. Portland's on the bucket list. So I was following some of your stuff. I was kind of jealous. I'm like, this dude's all over the place in Portland. Because, you know, they set the tone, you know? Like, they're a lot smaller town than Chicago is. But then, you know, they're bordering like 100 or so breweries in a town of like 500,000 or something like that, right?
Right. Yeah. There's a lot of breweries. Some are good. Some are just okay. And yeah. You know, you find the ones that you like and you go back to them.
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds cool, man. Did you bring anything back or?
Let's see. The only thing I brought back was one bottle of Doggy Claws for this year. So just right. That was the only one I saw on the shelf. So I was like, all right, I got to try it.
Yeah, I love Portland, man. Just from a distance, I haven't been able to go yet. Went to Seattle once, but never to Portland.
To Portland. Portland's fun. There's a new brewery opening up almost every time we're there, so it's hard to be like, oh, well, all right, let's try this one, and then there's like three more next. It's crazy.
And then a lot of the hops are grown in the Pacific Northwest, so gives them the chance to, you know, play around and create breweries, you know, seemingly to no end.
Yeah. And it was pretty awesome that we went during a beer fest weekend, too. It's like, well, we have to go.
Yeah, we'll be back after we go to this beer fest.
Yeah. Sorry, family, but we got to go drink.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't do much last week, man, but I did hit up the Division Ale House, which is, you know, right there at Division and Damon, and they were having Allagash night, so I had to go check it out. Allagash is from Portland, Maine, and Division Street Ale House. It's a spot I've actually never been to. I pass it all the time.
The other Portland.
The other Portland, right. The one on the East Coast. So we go to Division Street Ale House, and it sits right next to Jerry's, and it's before you get to Small Bar. So I had never been actually here. So I went there for the first time, and it was Allagash night, and they were bringing out all the Allagash bourbon barrel stuff. So I had a Curio, which is their triple that they age in Jim Beam barrels. And then I also got a chance to try what's called James Bean, which is basically the same beer, Curio, but then they infuse it with coffee from like a local roaster up in Maine. And their beer, I like their approach to a bourbon barrel-aged beer because, like, they only put their beer in barrels for, like, 8 weeks.
Oh, wow. So it's just, like, a hint of that flavor.
Exactly. And then what they do is they take the bourbon barrel version that sat in a barrel for 8 weeks, and then they blend it back in with, like, a regular Curio, and that becomes what they bottle.
Oh, so then that bourbon is very light.
It's very faint. It's very light, and you know the color kind of remains the same from the original beer.
Okay.
You know, so you get like just a hint of bourbon, which is different. You know, I remember somebody was telling me it might have even been Lafleur. He said, you know, he doesn't touch it a barrel for like at least 4 to 6 months if he put something in there.
Okay.
You know, and I think the thought is if you put it in there really soon and like take it out in a couple weeks that. A lot of it will just taste just like straight up booze, like bourbon. Oh, you know, okay. Like you have to sit it in there if you want to get some of those other flavors from the like wood.
The wood to soak through. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. So their approach is, hey, let's sit it in there for 8 weeks and then take it out and blend it with standard Curio, and then that becomes our beer.
And if you're getting a barrel, take advantage, or you want to take advantage of that barrel rather than just like, bup, all right, done.
Yeah, that's actually a good thing. That's actually a good point. Yeah. This way you can get it in and out and you can like use the barrel a little bit more. Mm-hmm. So they had three beers there, and then they had three different dishes. The dishes included, there were recipes made with the three beers.
Oh, neat.
You know, their Allagash White is a money. The wit beer.
Yeah, I think that's been a beer standard like for years. Like Sierra Nevada, Allagash White.
Yeah, it's one of those beers that can do no wrong, mm-hmm. really. Yeah, my favorite one of all the pairings I had was the Allagash Triple, and they used a house-made venison sausage, but then they stuffed the sausage with cranberry and grilled onions.
Wow.
And then they grilled it with the Allagash Triple.
Okay.
So that was cool. Just to give you an idea of what they did. And then everyone who attended got a nice teardrop-style glass, you know, nice stem glass from Allagash. So that was a cool event. But it was a really slow week for me. Like, other than that event, I didn't really do too much.
Okay. I think we're pretty lucky to have Allagash here in Chicago, because even Indiana, I don't think they get Allagash. So people come over and it's like, oh, what should I try? Get Allagash, because you can't get it.
Yeah, and then it's really good. Mm-hmm. You know, and that was my first real... I mean, I had the Curio before, but... You know, I didn't really get a chance to appreciate, you know, five of their beers on a menu with an emphasis on those beers.
Cool.
So I really enjoyed that. And yeah, and they're making good stuff, which I didn't really pay attention to before that night. So
nice.
So cheers to those guys.
Cool. I heard that the Leisure Shoot Goose Island thing was a blast. I've seen photos from that, and that looked like a good time.
Looks like Glitter Guts was there.
Wait, who's Glitter?
You know, the guys who do the photo booth.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, where, you know, they do they show up at the photo booth, you go in their booth, and they capture everything for you. Okay,
so maybe that's why the photos were...
Man. Everybody apparently, like, went all out, like, 70s, you know, hairy chest, gold chain, fucking butterfly collar, you mm-hmm. know, big crazy perm hair, like, you know, and big glasses.
Okay, and yeah. I guess I wasn't even thinking about it, but it's pretty appropriate that it was at Emporium with the old school video games, and
right.
it makes a lot of sense now.
Right. Yeah, and I know MambaQ was there serving food. I saw some plates of the food. Yeah, that looked like a really fun event. I'm going to miss the Fulton and Wood events, man. I hope they don't really go away. Maybe I hope they're just saying that this is the last one.
I think maybe I misread that, and it was the last one of the year.
Last one of the year sounds good.
Yeah. Let's go with that.
Let's go with that. I like that a lot better. I'm like, oh, man, it's going away? Because, I mean, for people who don't know, you know, the Fulton and Wood Goose Island series is draft only, is Chicago only.
Yeah.
So it's something that we could kind of, you know, hang our hat on and say, hey, you know, this is for us in small quantities, you know. It's like it's a Chicago thing, which made it cool.
Yeah.
So let's hope they keep that rolling.
And it's fun to seek those out, too, if you don't get a chance to go to these, like, release events and you see it, you're like, oh, this is awesome, because I didn't know this place even got this beer.
Exactly. And then the brewers are there, and they're all, like, really excited to just hang out, talk about the beer, and they even get on the mic or just, you know, take time to address the crowd and really discuss, like, their influence and why they decided to make these beers. And if you don't go to those parties, you probably, or if Ken doesn't document it, you don't get to hear those stories. And for a lot of us, man, after you drink so many beers, you really kind of want to know the stories behind the beers.
Yeah.
So, yeah, absolutely.
Well, let's get into this week. I know it's kind of getting slow as we come up to Christmas and the end of the year. There's some New Year's stuff, but it's just kind of, I think, normal tap takeovers and stuff like that happening. No crazy beer fest usually in the last couple weeks of the year.
Exactly. A lot of small events, you know, this coming up week, you know, and a lot of release parties, basically, right? So, like, there's a lot of stuff going on. I mean, there's, you know, Dry Hop's having an event where they're doing, like, all Christmas beers.
Right.
And, you know, Atlas has an Imperial Red that they're releasing. Lake Effect on Thursday. This is Thursday, December 12th. They partnered with a local coffee roasting house up in Jefferson Park called Regulus. So they're making an espresso stout. Well, actually, they made it, and then they're going to have the release party. They're going to have the release party at Regulus Coffee House. So they're going to have two DJs there, and this is pretty cool. It's at a place called Hops and Barley, and this is the espresso milk stout. Oh, nice. So that's Thursday, December 12th, at Hops and Barley.
And then also Thursday at Jerry's, which is right next to Division Ale House, is Bah Humbug, a sour Christmas. And basically it's a Christmas and sour beer kind of event. So they have Christmas beers from Lost Abbey, Three Floyds, Port, Revolution, Great Lakes, and then sour beers from the brewery, Goose Island, Jolly Pumpkin. It's a pretty nice tap list. And I know Jerry's always puts on good beer events, and they usually have goodies to give away as well. Like sometimes they have keychains or glasses and stuff like that.
Yeah. I really like Sour on the Rye from the brewery.
Yeah.
That beer is great. It's as good as any other sour I've had, man.
And two more weeks if you haven't had that, speaking of Fulton Wood.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's a good one to get to.
Yeah, two more weeks was one of their Fulton Wood beers. So also, Thursday's a busy day. Thursday, December 12th, 7 o'clock at the Bar on Buena. Stone's going to be there. It's the Stone Epic Christmas Vertical. So you guys probably all know about the Stone Epic series. I think they went, I want to say like maybe 9-10 years deep, where it's like, you know, 9-9-9 and 10-10-10 and, you know, just 12-12-12. They came out with a beer every year, you know, on that particular date. They call it the Epic Vertical. It was a different style each year. So at this event, they're going to have the 11-11-11, the 10-10-10, as well as the 12-12-12 from that series. Yeah, the series is over. 12-12-12 was the last of the years that they made. So, and that just represents the date, you know, December 12, 2012.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they did that on, you know, the same day for every year for like a 7, 8, 9 year run, I think.
I think they might have done all 12.
Yeah. Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think the idea was you could, or I'm sure somebody out there has all 12 of these.
Yeah.
Somebody is having like a crazy event, I bet. Yeah. Especially out in California. Someone's got these all. And they're gonna do an event.
that's something I actually would not mind trying, because that's a long time.
That's a long time, and I'm interested to know how some of those beers held up, because some of them were double IPAs.
Exactly, they were they were really light styles for the most part. I know the last one I tried was like the 1-11, and it was just like a straight up, you know, almost like a like a Belgian, but with like some cinnamon.
Yeah,
and like it wasn't one of those styles that you traditionally would think, hey, I'm gonna hold on to this for 4 years.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to see how that turns out.
I would hope someone has an event and saw the foresight of this 12 years ago to have all these.
Yeah. So that's gonna be Thursday, December 12th, 7 o'clock at the Bar on Buena.
Cool.
Stone Vertical Christmas.
And then one more thing on Thursday. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thursday is a big day.
Loaded.
At Beer House Chicago. This is in Lombard, uh-huh. Right? It's the Chicagoland Brewery Tap Takeover. You know, we're all about Chicago beers here on the Chicago Beer Pass. And so this is their second annual Tap Takeover. And they're going to have beers from Flesk, Urban Legend, Slapshot, Ale Syndicate, Lake Effect, the Church Street Brewing, which I don't think I've had anything from.
I've had their lager at the Beer Bistro.
Okay. And Beguile, Pig Mines, Argus, on and on here. Yeah.
lots of local breweries. So events like that are important. You know, it gives you a chance to just kind of stay abreast of, you know, all the beers that are, all the things that are going on from some of these local breweries. Mm-hmm. I like all Chicago events. Those are fun.
That's cool. It's out in the suburbs too. Some of these people out there may have not heard of some of these breweries. I haven't even heard of or had from Church Street or Pig Mines, like any of their stuff. So
yeah, I mean, I'm familiar with Pig Mines, but I can't tell you any of the beers that I've had from them. So this would be a good opportunity to check them out.
Right, especially some of these smaller ones like Fless, they're brewing on like a tiny system. So.
Super tiny, yeah. Their whole brewery is like maybe the size of this room we're recording in.
I think we can touch both walls.
Yeah. So that's all happening Thursday. And now Friday's the 13th. And then on Friday the 13th, Brixie's out in Brookfield, Illinois. It's one of the oldest bars in the area, because they're not in the city. One of the oldest bars in Chicagoland. Family owned bar out in Brookfield. They're having the second annual bourbon barrel blowout. Hmm. And they're not playing any games with this tap list, Brad.
Right. This is beer. Bourbon beer, not just straight up bourbon blowout. Right?
Correct. Bourbon barrel blowout refers to rare bourbon barrel beer.
Oh, okay.
That is correct. Yeah, to celebrate the holidays. Yeah, so on Friday the 13th, they've got all the Goose Island variants from this year. You know, they've got the barley wine, coffee, you know, standard BCS, Bourbon County Stout with vanilla. What?
Yeah, there was That was a couple of years ago, right?
Oh, wow. They got vanilla? They got vanilla on draft. They got the proprietor's choice, which was the rye.
Oh, the coconut.
Coconut. Yeah. Coconut and rye barrels. Yeah. And not only that, they've got, it looks like they've got a barrel of Five Rabbit Missionaro aged for 6 months in Paul Masson VSOP brandy barrels.
Oh, wow. I'd be interested to see all the almonds and the brandy. That seems very holiday festive right there.
That sounds really good. I might have to go to Brixie's, man.
Have you been to Brixie's?
I've never been to Brixie's.
I don't know. This is the first time I'm hearing about Brixie's.
And I know Chris from Brixie's. I see him all the time. And I always tell him I'm going to come to this spot. And wow, this list is pretty crazy.
And how are they, like, do you know where they're at? Like, they're in Brookfield. Can you get off the train there?
Yeah, so there is a train that runs out to Brookfield. So this is right on Ogden Avenue. So basically you take the Metro as if you were going to the zoo, and then you can pretty much get to this place relatively easily.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, this is what I hear because I've never been. So so it'll be a learning experience for all of us this week. This looks awesome. I think I'm going to have to go to this.
So if Nick's lost, he's probably in the zoo.
Yeah. I hope my Uber works out there, man.
Oh, yeah.
They might stick you in one of those black, what do you call them? The black cars. Instead of giving you a regular taxi, they stick you in that black car. Yeah. And then they take you like a mile and it's like $50.
Yeah, charge you a ton.
Yeah, I definitely got to map that out, man. Yeah. So that's Friday the 13th.
You got anything Saturday?
Saturday, it looks like Fishmas is Saturday.
Fishman's, okay.
Yeah, that's up at in Jefferson Park again, up at Fishman's Liquor and Tavern. Looks like they're gonna have a jazz band called Solio up there, and then an ugliest Christmas sweater contest. You can buy the tickets online, and and it looks like a good time up at Fishman's. They do a good job of they're a preferred Three Floyds carrier or event, preferred Three Floyds retailer, however you describe that. Yeah, so they get a lot of good stuff up there. Yeah, a lot. I mean, and all the local guys love them. So, you know, they're one of the first stops when, like, Pipeworks makes a new beer and Spiteful makes a new beer. That's one of the first stops on the route because they got the bottle shop next door to the bar.
Okay.
Yeah, so they get a lot of good stuff up there.
Nice. And then Sunday, I'm excited for this. It's the Half Acre Big Hugs release.
Oh, man.
This is their fourth year of Big Hugs, and it's made with Dark Matter Coffee. Mm-hmm. Coffee, some of my favorite coffee in the city.
Yeah.
And yeah, this, I think it happens when doors open, which I think is 10 or 11 o'clock or yeah, doors open at 11. That's when their tap room opens. And I think it's six bottle limit. Yeah. Six bottle limit. And yeah, you can get 22 ounce bombers or you can get growler fills too. Growlers of Big Hugs.
Oh, this wow. Is
1 year for New Year's. I think it was the first year of Big Hugs before. Mm-hmm. You're not going to be able to get Big Hugs like a week later.
No.
This was when Big Hugs was on for like a month. Yeah. We got two growlers of Big Hugs for a trolley trip. And that trolley, it went bad.
That was one of those trolleys where, like, you know, you're whistling at everybody on the street and just having way too much fun.
Well, if I see a trolley and I'm not on a trolley, I make sure I yell at that trolley because those people are having a great time and they want to yell at people.
Yeah.
So I'll yell back even fully sober. I'll be like, woo.
And if you got growlers of Big Hugs, there's definitely more yelling than usual on that trolley.
Yeah. It's a big beer.
That's a good beer, man. 10%, just big, badass American stout with coffee, you know, local stout, local coffee. And it's a wintertime release.
Yeah.
You know, that's definitely, and they always have that cat, the crazy cat on the yeah. label. The label changes every year, but it's always a different variation of this cat. So the Big Hugs cat.
Right. I have a sweatshirt from last year, but this year it's the cat hugging dinosaurs, which is, I don't know why.
Oh, man. That cat's living a dream, man. I tell you that.
And I think you might be able to get, if you head over to Dark Matter, maybe even now, you might be able to get some of the coffee that's used in Big Hugs.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Dark Matter, man, because, you know, one of my favorite things that they make is they have a 22-ounce bomber of iced coffee. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in the summertime, you know, when it's I'm a big coffee drinker, and, you know, sometimes it's a little too intense to go for the, you know, for just a traditional cup of coffee.
Okay.
But, you know, you roll into, you know, your favorite, you know, Whole Foods or whatever, and then you can get a bomber of iced coffee and drink that on the train.
Sure.
You know, and you're winning when you, if you can get that.
Yeah,
know?
We get growler fills at Star Lounge. They fill up growlers of the iced coffee. And so that usually lasts us, you know, a few days here. You know? It's a good thing for the office, too. You got a growler iced coffee, and it's easier than making hot coffee in the summer. No one wants to bother with it.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, and for most of us, man, it's, you know, coffee most days, beer most nights.
Yeah.
Right?
So in this case, it's going to be beer in the morning, and beer and coffee in the morning, right?
Big Hugs is here. This winter thing is really happening.
Yeah. That's happening. Yeah, so I'll probably be at that in line, you know, getting my Big Hugs. And maybe I'll bring one next week and we'll open one up and give it a try.
That sounds great. So that's going to be Saturday morning.
Or Sunday morning.
Oh, Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Oh, that's even better.
So you can, if you wake up from your Saturday party and you can head over to Half Acre.
Yeah. So that covers it for this week. There are a couple things next week. I know next Thursday, this is December 19th, the crew over at Five Rabbit is they're having an event called Welcome to Gringolandia, which is like a super weird name. So Gringolandia is a new beer series from Five Rabbit. So they've got two beers coming out. They've got a pills that they're calling the Fabuloso Super Pills, and then they've got this porter, which is called goddamn. Where's the porter? Oh, I screwed it up. Sorry. So all right. So check it out. Gringolandia is the first two entries in the Gringolandia series are the Super Pills and the Fabuloso Porter.
Okay.
All right. So we got that right. This Pilsner is huge, man. It's 7.2%.
Wow.
Yeah. And then the Porter is a little bit more traditional Porter. It's coming in at 5%. Oh. So we'll probably talk about
this. That's not very Fabuloso.
No. I mean, I wonder what's going on there because, you know. Because the Super Pills is actually super. Right, like 7.5% is pretty.
It's like an Imperial. It's an Imperial Pills.
Yeah, it's basically an Imperial super. Pills. Yeah. It's at a place called Dusek's Beer Cellar, which is looks like that's in, this might be Pilsen, 227 West 18th Street.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Never been there. So, but yeah, gives you a chance to you know, explore a different part of town, go to a place called Dusek's Beer Cellar, and check out the new offerings from the Five Rabbit Crew.
Nice.
That's next Thursday. Yeah.
Well, I think that wraps up this episode of Chicago Beer Pass. Wow. Nick, if people want to get a hold of you and ask you to pick them up some Big Hugs, where can they get a hold of you?
You can reach me on Twitter, man. I'm at Nicosio.
And you can follow me on Twitter at BRad. And you can follow the show. We're on Twitter, Chicago Beer Pass. And we got a Facebook page that Nick set up.
We got a Facebook page, man. Make sure you go like the Facebook page. Check out all the photos. Everything we do, we try to post it to the Facebook page. So it's got a nice flow to it. Check it out.
Mm-hmm. And you can go to the show at chicagobeerpass.com. Episodes are there. Links to iTunes. So go to iTunes, subscribe, leave us a review because that's always helpful. And that'll do it for this week in Chicago craft beer.
Right on. Until next time, guys.
Yeah.